After the school shootings in Benton, Kentucky, and Parkland, Florida this year, Tennessee legislators debated how to tighten up the state's gun laws. They wound up setting aside more money for school security, but some voters still say they'd like to see more action. So we asked the candidates for governor what they believe is the key to preventing future mass shootings. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Across Tennessee, about 900 police have been assigned to schools, enough to cover roughly half of them. Officers are fairly common in high schools, but they're virtually non-existent in the lower grades. That could change in the near future. Earlier this year, the state legislature set aside $30 million for police and other measures to tighten up security in schools. House Minority Leader Craig Fitzhugh says that makes sense.
You know, you can have a concert and have 1,000 people there and have 20 or 30 policemen, and you have 1,000 people in a public school every day, and you have maybe one school safety officer that comes by for a half a day. So we have got to make our schools more secure.
Tougher security was also endorsed by House Speaker Beth Harwell, a Republican. Proposals that attack the problem by regulating guns tend to break along party lines. Fitzhugh and Nashville Mayor Carl Dean, also a Democrat, have called for a measure that would let police temporarily confiscate guns from people who appear to pose a danger to themselves or to others. Such so-called red flag laws are endorsed by the National Rifle Association. But among the four leading Republican contenders, Congressman Diane Black was the only one to suggest it.
If you looked at every one of these situations, if we could have just found the root cause of this to begin with, we could have probably prevented some of these instances that are so tragic.
Black also called for spending more on mental health. Republican businessman Randy Boyd backed that position as well. But Republican Bill Lee expressed some doubt that more mental health spending could put a stop to mass shootings. He said the issues driving the phenomenon are too deep to solve through government spending. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.
For more coverage of the governor's race, including interviews with the candidates and their views on more than a dozen other issues, go to WPLN.org/nextgovernor.